This article is brought to you by the best-selling book See It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How great leaders communicate in a new era. The moment leaders stopped talking and started performing. What happened? Leadership communication is undergoing a fundamental shift. The old model of the composed, distant executive issuing polished statements from on high is crumbling. Today's leaders are expected to be present, direct, and human in ways that previous generations never faced. This change is forcing a hard question: are the people running organizations actually equipped to communicate in this new reality, or are they just winging it with better lighting? The communication angle. Picture this: a CEO walks into an all-hands meeting after a rough quarter. She has two choices. She can deliver the carefully wordsmithed corporate update her communications team prepared, hitting every talking point like a checklist. Or she can look at her people and say, "We missed. Here is what I got wrong, here is what we are changing, and here is what I need from you." One of those approaches builds followers. The other builds resentment. What is happening across industries right now is a reckoning with authenticity, and most leaders are feeling it. The problem is not that executives lack intelligence or even empathy. The problem is that they were trained in a communication model built for a different era. That model rewarded control of the message, the timing, the optics. It punished vulnerability. It treated transparency like a liability. That model is now actively destroying trust. The leaders who are winning this communication shift share one specific habit. They lead with reality before they lead with vision. They do not open with where the company is going until they have acknowledged where it actually is. This is not a soft, feel-good technique. It is a structural choice that tells your audience, "I see what you see, and I am not going to pretend otherwise." That single move disarms skepticism faster than any polished slide deck ever will. The leaders who are losing do the opposite. They open with optimism, layer in the difficult news somewhere in the middle, then close with more optimism. This is the communication equivalent of hiding a pill in peanut butter. People feel it. They leave the meeting not inspired, but suspicious. And suspicious employees do not execute. They wait. The shift in leadership communication is not about being warmer or more casual or showing up on social media. It is about sequencing honesty correctly and then backing it up with specificity. Vague reassurances from a leader are worse than silence. "We are committed to our people" means nothing. "We are not doing layoffs in Q1. And here is the condition that would change that means everything." This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down in Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on sequencing difficult conversations gives you a framework for deciding what order to put your information in. Because the order is not neutral. It either builds trust or burns it, and most leaders never think about it once. The takeaway. Before your next all hands, town hall, or difficult team conversation, write down the one uncomfortable truth your audience already suspects, then open with it. Not bury it, not soften it into mush. Open with it. Watch how fast the room leans in instead of crossing their arms. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.